Facing an August deadline, Pittsfield City Council overcame an outspoken minority Tuesday night to pass a $74 million spending plan to upgrade the city's ailing wastewater plant. The federal government is requiring the fixes. From its opening minutes, the writing was on the wall for the city council.
If you're really concerned about the ratepayers, you'll make the decision. You're elected to make decisions. To talk it to death and not make a decision is irresponsible on your part. Fact is, that's why we elected you. Some of you by the skin of your teeth, some with wider margins. But at the end of the day, you all are sitting here to make decisions.
Pittsfield resident David Pill spoke during the public comment period early in the more than four-hour meeting. By the time the issue made it to the floor of Pittsfield High School's library over an hour later, even the most outspoken critics of the plan seemed resigned to the changing tides.
I may be a while, so at least I'll have one more chance, a bite of the apple, I guess, for my second time.
Councillor Chris Connell was one of the four no votes at the February 27th meeting that scuttled the first attempt to pass the plan.
I thought about this project, I've been researching this project almost for 4 years. I really don't feel that... That we have exhausted or we have utilized some of the options that were presented to the administration to possibly reduce the costs.
The plan would mean substantive upgrades to the city's wastewater plant, specifically addressing its ability to prevent the discharge of pollutants into the Housatonic River. After reintroducing the plan, Mayor Linda Tyer wasn't even at the meeting due to a pre-scheduled vacation, but was represented by her Director of Administrative Services, Roberta McCulloch-Dews, who read a letter from the mayor.
These upgrades are mandated in order to meet the requirements of the city's Clean Water Act permit, which was issued by the EPA in 2008.
After the initial discussion, the council went into almost an hour of executive session mid-meeting. Upon return, Councillor Earl Persip III called wastewater plant superintendent Carl Shaw back to the podium.
You talked earlier about the different technologies you guys practiced, and are you confident this is the best technology for us?
Shaw said yes.
Is there any doubt in your mind this project needs to be done?
Shaw said no.
And your opinion on the consultants that we hired?
I think they worked very hard to get where we are right now.
With the other no voters, Councillors Melissa Mazzio and Kevin Morandi joining Connell in doubling down on their opposition, it all came down to one councillor, Donna Todd Rivers of Ward 5.
There was so much information out there, so many opinions out there that I, speaking for myself, wasn't sure what was sort of aligned with people's opinions and what was fact and what was speculation and what was conjecture. And I think to make a decision on $74 million, that I needed some clarity. So my no vote was about slowing down the process to allow some more conversation, to allow some more research, and to request of the mayor that she meet with the EPA. I am pleased to say that she honored that request.
With Rivers' concerns addressed, the vote confirmed that Pittsfield would finally take action on an issue that's remained unresolved for almost a decade.
Councillor Simonelli?
Yes.
Councillor Mazzio?
No.
Councillor Morandi?
No.
Councillor Connell?
No.
Councillor Moon?
Yes.
Councillor Rivers?
Yes.
Councillor White?
Yes.
Councillor Kroll?
Yes.
Councillor Marchetti?
Yes.
Councillor Cacimo?
Yes.
Councillor Persip?
Yes. Motion passes 8-3.
The EPA is requiring the city to begin the wastewater plant upgrades by August 1st. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.